Listen up, New River Valley. It's time for live, local sports talk with one of your very own. Dial 639-4900 or toll free 888-639-4900 and share your thoughts and opinions. Live from the Super Sports Studios in Radford, you're in the clubhouse. Here's your host, Kyle Bailey.
Welcome, welcome into the clubhouse here in the McAdoo Studios. Deanie Noakes and Chris Barnhart here with you, chilling on a dreary Monday afternoon. Kyle Bailey is currently making his way back from or to the New River Valley. He'll join us for hour number two. Boy, it was quite a weekend in both pro and college sports, but we know exactly what's on everyone's mind right now, and you're probably asking yourself, what's next for Virginia Tech? In case you live under a rock, Frank Beamer, the man that built Virginia Tech into the powerhouse Division I football program that it is today, the man that helped elevate an entire institution to a national brand, announced yesterday that he'll be stepping down as the head football coach of the Virginia Tech Hokies. So to help us process everything going on in the world of Hokie sports, we've enlisted Chris Coleman of Tech Sideline, who's in studio for all of hour number one. Give him a follow him on Twitter, at Chris Coleman, TSL. Chris, what's going on, dude?
Not too much. Eventful day,
man. It's been something, hasn't it? That whole press conference, that was everything surrounding Frank's retirement is just a surreal feeling right now.
That's the best word I could come up with, is surreal. I mean, if you're like me, I think I was not quite 4 years old when Frank got hired by Virginia Tech. And I've never seen a Virginia Tech football game that was coached by anybody other than Frank Beamer. And there's a lot of people like that. It's going to take some getting used to. And, you know, that press conference was so emotional. I mean, everybody knew this was coming.
Right.
It was either going to happen this year or next year. Most of us thought it was going to be this year. So, I mean, I was mentally and emotionally prepared for it. I thought it's for the last month, I thought that this was going to be the last season. But I even thought that it was going to get announced on Sunday.
Right.
So I was prepared for it. And it was still like, when it actually happened, I just can't really explain the feeling.
And we'll get to the press conference. We'll get to the game. They did, you know, we're still playing football here in Blacksburg. They did get a big win over Boston College this weekend. But, Chris, like you said, it's just uncharted territory for Virginia Tech fans. For me personally, I haven't been alive long enough to even know what Virginia Tech football is like without Frank Beamer. And I think that is what is going through most fans' minds right now. Just like you said, what is next? It's uncharted territory. The future is just uncertain right now for Virginia Tech because they, you know, fans just don't know what it's like to see success without Frank Beamer.
Yeah, but you know, I'm going to caution fans and say, don't worry about it. When Frank Beamer took this job in 1986, it was not a nationally known program. They were about to get hammered with probation. It was not a bad job, but it was not a great job. He's made it a very, very good job. I mean, you see all these national sports writers saying it's the second best job available behind only Southern Cal.
Sure.
And I think it's a great job. I think the, you know, they're upgrading the Merriman Center very soon, the interior of it. They've got a great practice facility. They've got a great indoor practice facility. Great fan support. I think where Virginia Tech is located in the state of Virginia has strong recruits. They can dip down to Charlotte. It's just 2.5 hours down there. I just think we're in a strong, fertile recruiting region. I think we have a great fan base, and I think we have the tools to succeed. I think we're in a much better position right now than we were when Frank Beamer got hired, and that's thanks to Frank Beamer.
It just goes without saying, everything that Frank Beamer's done for the program, not only just the program, but the school, Blacksburg, even Christiansburg, everywhere in the surrounding area has become more successful, a lot of thanks to this football program.
Yeah.
It just hasn't been like this.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the economics of it, I mean, all the hotels around this area getting filled up, new houses, new apartment buildings, luxury condos getting built because everybody wants to come stay in town over the weekend when they're going up to football games. I mean, just I don't know. I'm not an economist, but I don't know if you can put a monetary value on what he's meant. You know, not just to Virginia Tech, but the entire region of the state is owes quite a bit to that guy. I'll be the first to tell you, I wouldn't have my job if it wasn't for Frank Beamer.
Yeah,
I know nobody would be interested in reading about Virginia Tech football.
Absolutely. I could probably say the same thing about that. You know, we also have the phone lines open today, 888-639-4900. I believe we have our first caller, and I do believe it's our buddy Rocky. What's going on, dude?
Hey, I just wanted to thank Frank Beamer and his family for everything. I've only lived here 10 years, so I don't know what it was like. But I could tell that he's made a huge impact on everyone, and nothing but respect for Mr. Beamer for sure. He's a real deal, and that's what I wanted to say about that. I got a question about the budget. What type of numbers would Virginia Tech be able to work with in terms of contract for a new coach?
First off, Rocky, well said. A lot of respect for Beamer. Very well said right there. And Chris, I'll employ you for this question too. I believe what I've seen, it's between $3 and $4 million a year that Virginia Tech's probably working with for their next head coach.
I think so. I think 3.5 is a good ballpark figure. I've said that for the last couple of years. I think that's what we'll go with. I think, you know, Frank Beamer makes 2.7 right now. I think. James Johnson's contract is up. Was that another year or two we're paying him? And I think we quit paying Seth Greenberg at the end of this coming basketball season. So there's going to be some money to play with there.
And the 2.7 is the middle of the pack in the ACC.
That's right. So Virginia Tech is they're going to step up their salaries. I think they'll step up their assistant coaches' salaries too, and I think they're going to go all in. I think they'll up their recruiting budget if the next staff thinks that's necessary, and I think they probably will. So I think Virginia Tech's going to go all in financially. It's going to be different. The strategies are going to be different. But, you know, Witt knows that's Virginia Tech's moneymaker, the football program. That's the front porch of the university, so to speak. And I know I'm throwing numbers out there that maybe some Tech fans might not think we'd be able to afford, but I'll flip the question. Can we afford not to?
Yeah, right. You built the beast and you got to feed it. Rocky, still there?
Yeah, I just wanted to say we got 3 more games, and we can win all 3 of those games, and that's the mission. So let's get it done and show people what a great football team Virginia Tech is. That's all I got.
All right, Rock. Thanks, man. Great stuff right there. A little bit better than what we're very uplifting from Rocky today. I like that. Keeping the spirits high. And like we said, there was a football game on Saturday. Virginia Tech did play Boston College. They got the win. We could wait a little to go dive into the details of that game, but at least in terms of the season going forward, Virginia Tech still has now to win 2 of its last 3 to get to bowl eligibility. Does Frank Beamer's retirement help inspire the team a little bit? I gotta think it lights a fire underneath them at the very least.
Yeah, I think so. I think it should. There's 2 ways to look at it, and obviously they're going to be fired up. There's no question about that. I mean, they're going to try their hardest to send him out, keeping that bowl streak intact, another win over UVA, et cetera, et cetera. At the same time, you know, that's a lot of pressure to put on those guys. I mean, you're talking about a legend here, and you're his last team. In the last 3 games, you have to win 2 out of 3 to extend that bowl streak to 23 years. I mean, you just have to do it, or you're the group that failed, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's a lot of pressure to put on those guys. But an effort standpoint, from an emotional standpoint, I don't think we're going to see Virginia Tech come out flat this year. I mean, who knows whether they'll play well. That's not a guarantee that they'll play well in every single game, but, you know, I expect a lot of fire from those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing they can't afford to do is lose to UVA, especially with the season that they're having. That, of course, there's 2 games in front of that UVA game, though. One at Georgia Tech coming a week from this Thursday night. Hokies are on a bye this upcoming week. And then they get the Frank Beamer's final home game will be North Carolina on November 21st, I believe. So, but the press conference, it was incredibly emotional. Chris and I were both there. Just really tough to watch. We've got another caller here. Chris, who do we got?
Mike in Hillsville.
Mike in Hillsville. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, man. Yeah, you talk about that last home game. It's going to be packed house crazy down there. But effort keeps talking about it. That's one thing that has never lacked from Virginia Tech's team, even this year with losing. They always play with heart. They've always played with effort. That was, you know, a symbol of Frank Beamer. And even when we were down this year, you know, they came out and played hard against Duke, and they played hard against Boston College. And I give them props. I give Frank Beamer props and love him. I mean, I live in the same county that he grew up in, so I'm kind of forced into it. But I just wish him the best, and I hope that it's a full skill change, in-house coaching hire. I hope that's the case, and we can just move forward. And because if you don't clean house, supposedly, and then one part fails, that you keep on, you're going to fire that person anyway. So I hope it's not complete house cleaning, but there's got to be overhaul, and I just hope that they get the right guy and get somebody, ready to go and just installs that same work ethic. That's the key to Virginia Tech, with that work ethic, that bunch fail. But go Tech. Thank you, man.
All right, Mike. Thank you, man. Yeah, there's going to be now the speculation. Let it begin. Who is going to replace Frank Beamer, and are they going to stay in house? Is it going to be Bud Foster, Shane Beamer? A lot of names are being floated around right now, and obviously, as members of the media, we don't really know who's it going to be, but there's names that come up more often than others, to say the least. So we got another caller though.
Yeah, now we've got Zach on the line.
Zach, what's going on, Zach?
Hey man, you doing all right?
Yeah, man, how are you?
Good. Hey, I just want to call and share my favorite memory of Frank Beamer.
Do it. Let's hear it.
And I'm from, I grew up in Hillsville, which is right outside of Paper Gap. And I can remember growing up, I think I was, 8 or 9, 10, somewhere around there. Frank was doing something down at the Blue Ridge Country Club. I don't know exactly if it was a fundraiser or anything. I was too young to remember. But the big thing was, let's go get Frank's autograph, because he was giving them out. And to me, that was a big deal, because I never, I wasn't a season ticket holder or anything, I didn't ever get to interact with anybody around the Virginia Tech football program, but I loved the hook. And me and my mom took me down there, and my brother down there, and walked up to him and just shook his hand. And I'm trying to picture it happening with somebody like Saban or Meyer or somebody, I don't know how it goes, but, it was just so casual, laid back. He didn't have anybody around him, security or anything. It was just really cool. But he shook my hand and he looked at me dead in the eye. And he said, I want you to remember one thing. He said, you always respect your mama. And he smiled and took a picture with me and autographed. And it was just a perfect example of the type of man he is.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right, man. I'll let y'all go. Yeah, good show.
All right, Zach. Hey, thanks for the story, man. That was great.
All the stories are true.
Yeah. You hear these types of stories from everyone. These are just fans that Frank is so casual with and just so friendly and caring towards. That's the type of man that everyone describes him as.
Yeah, it wasn't just that he won football games at Virginia Tech. It was that he won games while being the type of person that he is and while being a Virginia Tech alum. And that's a very, very unique combination in college athletics. There might never be another guy like Frank who coaches that long without any major NCAA investigations, anything like that, wins that many games. I mean, it's just what he was able to accomplish. I really don't think I have the vocabulary to express it. I mean, we're sitting here, in a two-hour show, and he coached for 29 years. I mean, how can you really
yeah,
sum
you
it
can't.
Up?
That's just a ridiculous chunk of time, and we're gonna spend this entire show talking Virginia Tech football and Frank Beamer and what he's meant to the program. So be sure to hit us up 888-639 on the Phillips Real Estate Hotline, and follow us on Twitter at SuperSports1017. Follow me on Twitter at Danny Noakes, and Chris Coleman is with us for all of hour number one. Follow him on Twitter at Chris Coleman TSL. Come on back. This is the Clubhouse on SuperSports 101.7.